Chelik Yud Lech Lecha Aleph, which is also the theme of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Min HaKosid B'Parshaseinu V'Avorchem V'Varachekah Lomad Rabbi Akiva B'Masechta Chulm Shasher Ka'akeanim M'Varchem Es Yisrael M'Varach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esakeinim, that the Kenim also receive a bracha because they bench Eden. V'Hachi Issa Hasam. This is the Gemara in Chulm. Kesev Baruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Lamadnu Bracha LeYisrael Mipi Kenim. LeKenim Atzmo Lei Lamadnu. Kshu Eimer Vani Avorachim, Heve Eimer Kenim Avorachim LeYisrael, VaKodesh Baruch Hu Mevorach LeKenim. So from the Pasuk Kesev Baruch Hu, that's the Bracha the Kenim give Yidden, and Vani Avorachim, that's the Bracha that the Eberster gives the Kenim. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Lamadnu Bracha LeYisrael Mipi Kenim. Where do we see a bracha mipi agvura to the Eden? Kshu eimer vani avorachim, havi eimer keanim avorachim liyisrael, v'akadosh baruch hu maskim al yodim, and that's the taish vani avorachim. So, frag the Gemara Rabbi Akiva, is bracha lekeanim minolei? Is amr Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchok, mi v'avorachim avorachekom. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, case of baruch hu, keanim benchin Eden, and then Vani Avorachim, the Eberster is masking to this bracha. That's Vani Avorachim, that the Eberster is masking to the bracha of Kenim, and he also benches, and he benches Yidden. And then the bracha to the Kenim is Van Avorachim Avorachako. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no posik to say that the Eberster is masking al yod to the bracha. There's a bracha, case of Varachu, that the Kenim bench Yidden. And then there's Vani Avorachim, that the Eberster benches Kenim. Yishmol is Kana, and therefore he's Messiah Kana. Pirush Rashi, what does it mean Messiah? Tomid hu oizram umekalam, umessayim, umay Messiah Kana. How is Rabbi Yishmol being Messiah Kana? The mukalo lebirchas kenim b'mekayim bracha di Yisrael. Hainu ki Pirush Rashi, Eitzel Birchas Yisrael. The Birchas Kenim is right next to the Birchas Yisrael. There's the case of Varchu, which is a bracha to the Yidden, and then there's the Ani Avarachim, which is a bracha to the Kenim. The Hachi Adifa, the Mashmashim is Barchen Heim Imashar. The fact that the Kenim, the bracha to the Kenim, is being learned from the Pasuk by Ani Avarachim is a Samaila for the Kenim. That it seems like their bracha that they're receiving is a bracha together with the Yidden. So, B'kitsa, we have Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Nachama Rabbi Shmuel says that from Kesev Varachu it learns out that the Kenim bench Yidden, Vani Avarachim is that the Eberster benches Kenim, and Rabbi Akiva says no, that from Kesev Varachu the Eberster benches Yidden, the Kenim bench Yidden, but Vani Avarachim means the Eberster is maskim to the bracha that the Eberster benches Yidden, and then Vavarachim Varachaka, from there we learn out that the Eberster benches Kenim, and then we also see in the Gemara that the fact that we according to Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn out that the Eberster benches Kenim, Vani Avorachim is a Pesamayla for Kenim. This is Kana, Messiah Kana. He was a Kenim, he was Messiah Kana, that the Bracha, that the Kenim receive is from Vani Avorachim. Masha'enk Rabbi Shmuel, which Rabbi Kiva, which he learns out from Vavorachim Avorachak. So in that, the Rabbi has the Sarach Lahavin, Aleph, Mao Yisod, V'tam Pluktas Rabbi Shmuel, V'Rabbi Kiva. What is really the machlekes? Masher Rabbi Akiva nitzrach pasik miyuchid shakodesh baruch hu maskim lahabroches shemavorchim makenim is bnei Yisrael. The Rabbi Shmuel ain't tzarich lize a pasik miyuchid, which is really the yisod machlekes. The machlekes of where do we learn out the bracha lekenim depends on whether you need an extra pasik to say that the Eberster is maskim to the bracha to the kenim. Ache iker pluktosam meiz a pasik lemeidem a bracha lekenim atzim is dochtoli baza. So the question is, what's talking about machlekes? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Eberster told the kenim to bench Yidden, and that's it. And then the Eberster benches kenim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Eberster tells the kenim to bench Yidden, and we need a nocha pasik that the Eberster is maskim with that bracha. What's the havan of this machlekes? That's question number one. And secondly, Beis, what's Pshat, Kavonis Rashi, B'das Rabbi Shmuel, Shemizborchen, Hein HaKenim, Im HaShar, B'nei Yisroel. There's Kehilah, there's a Maila, the fact that the Kehinim are being benched together with the Yidden, with HaShar, the Yidden. B'Pashto, see? Shemekablim, Birchasim Yachad Bnei Yisrael. The Yidden are being benched in that pasuk, case of Aruchu. And then the Ani Avarachim, in that pasuk we talk about, also talks about the bracha that the Eibush is going to bench Kenim. Ulachura, Hachilah bin Dasar Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, Urak Me'ezah Pasik, Nilmad Shah Kenim is Barchim. The issue is only, where do we know, how do we know that the Kenim is Mizbarchim? Imi Pasik, Hanema Beteira Eitzel Barchasim Yisrael, Eime Makim Acher. Avaladash Neim, Zesha Kenim is Barchim Yakadish Barchu, Hareze Mesuviv, Mizeshim Mavarchim is Yisrael. Is Vim Kain, Mawa Kavonib, Mashakosov, the Mashma Shemizborchim im Mashar. He was Madgish before the word Hanama Beteira. The Teira tells us that they're getting a bracha. Doesn't not talking about the bracha that they're actually getting. The Pasik said, Vani Avarachim. The Teira is telling us that Vani Avarachim. The Shaila is which Pasik is telling it us? Either the Pasik of Vani Avarachim, which is in the Parsha of Birchas Yisrael, Birchas Kenim Yisrael, or Avarachim Avarachaka. But the Nekudas Advarim is the Teira is telling us. That's as a result of the fact that the Kohanim are benching Yidden, the Kohanim will also get a bracha. So, Lamainav Kemina, what's the difference? Which pasuk you're learning out? That's what the Rebbe says. Hayinu Shemizborchim biyachad ubnei Yisrael. So, bikitzin, the shailas we have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, really two machlekes. One machlekes is there an extra pasuk that the Eibishter is being masking to the bracha from Kohanim? And a second machlekes is, where do we know that the Eibishter benches Kohanim, which is Tali Zebazah? The Rebbe is asking, what's pshat in this machlekes? What is pshat in the machlekes? Whether you need an extra pasuk that the Eibishter is masking with the bracha of the Kenim, shaila number one. And shaila number two is also, l'mainav kemina, where we know the bracha that the Eibishter is benching Kenim, as if the fact that when you learn it out from Vani Avarachim, that's a psamaila, kani messiah kani, that's psamaila to the Kenim. The question is, what's pshat? The Rebbe points out in the Ara 7, he brings in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch when he brings over there in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Birchas Kenim, he says the Kenim min haminyan, that they're part of, you need in order to make Birchas Kenim, you need a minyan. And the Kenim are also part of the minyan. Because the Kenim are part of the minyan, because they're also part of the Mizbarchim. They're also part of the Mizbarchim, because it says Vani Avarachim. So the Rebbe brings from the Samach Tzedek that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that they're part of Vani Avarachim. So it's understandable why they're part of the bracha together with the Kenim, and therefore then they get to a minyan. Mashein Kenim, if there's from Vavarchim Vavarachekah, so lechura over there, it's not so clear why they should be part of the minyan. That's lechura. Maybe there's a swara they shouldn't be part of the minyan. Al kol pon, so the Rebbe is asking, what's the yisod of this machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, which is even a gel lahalacha? That's the point of our Ar-Sev. Tziv beis. Vihine. Hachilik im habrocha lakein im amure bepasik vavarchim uvarachek. E bepasik vani avarachim is mavur bechsidis. A mamma from Rabbi Marash. That says as a behegdim hahevdul shebein brocha shemavarchim es pleni litfilo shemespalle mavure. There's a musig of davening for someone and there's a musig of giving someone a brocha. So what's the difference? Bracha im loshen brecha. What's brecha? She ber amuk, be kibbutz mayim o yayim, ubisham mamshicha mamayim e hayayim. That's the brecha. Brecha means you're schlepping something. It's something that's coming. It's flowing from a place where there's a kibbutz of mayim o yayim. Hainu shehu musham mamshicha mamayim hayayim. Hainu shehu meker hamayim vayayim chulo. Brecha is the place. Where that's the mucker, brecha represents the bare amuk, which is a kibbutz mayim, that from there you could be mamshech mayim, that's a brecha. And another taish in the word bracha, v'chein bulacha m'loshen hamavrich, shepirushe hamshacha, hamavrich is a geffen, you schlep the geffen, you have a long geffen, and you schlep it, and you put it into the karka, and then it comes out another geffen, but the point is that there's the aim, the ikar, the zokin, or of this geffen, of this vine, and your mavrich is a geffen. That's the inyan of amshach mavrich. Da'in shinyan abrochu lahamshich es hadovim imkeri. Shekol ze harei hu b'seider ishtalshlus. So you see, meres shabrochu meyales rak asher dove yeshne kvar b'imkeri u'meize siben es akva amshacha is meyales habrochu lamshichi lamat. Together, a bracha means that there's a brecha, there's a place where things are found already. There's already a bear, which is a kibbutz mayim. And then you're being mavrich. You're being mavrich from this brecha, so to speak. We're using the other type of brocha. Loshen mavrich, you're being mamshich from this mocker, which is already a mocker, which means it's in Seder Shtalshus, it has already a tzir of a mocker. And from there, you're being mamshich. That's what a brocha is. What's the raya that a brocha is only mamshich something that was there originally? Raya is there. Miyanki b'brachas l'bnei Yosef. Asher shos yemini al reish Ephraim. Vesmeili al reish Menashe. V'omer l'Yosef kiza becher. Sim yemincha al reish that he should put his right hand on Menashe. V'yimon ove v'yemer ochi v'agodol yigdal mimenu. V'zare yimlei agoyim. So Mimele, since Ephraim is going to be greater, so therefore Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim. He was giving the brachas over here. Because Menashe is abcher, there's a svara that the right hand should go on Menashe. Elamai, the problem is, because Ephraim is going to be greater. Good, it's all gufa. Give Menashe the bracha, that Menashe should be greater. So what's the teretz? Ki abracha eina mechadash es dover meikari. Bracha doesn't create something new. Kiyim lahavrich lahamshich dover dvar abracha memkeri bulvad. The inyan of abracha is only to be mamshich something that was there. V'lochin leo yiyochel yankiv lifil b'berchosei shiye menashe gadol mefraim mikivin shalei kachu ba'amokar. So no, abracha doesn't tu ofanaya matzif. Abracha is only to be mamshich something that was there, but it finds itself in a mocker, as a mocker, and it wasn't nimshach yet. And the bracha is to engulf that what was found already, which is in its earlier stage, so to speak, in a higher madrega, but it's already there, and say the Rishtalshlus should be nimshach lamat. That's what bracha is, which is brought out by the fact that Yankiv didn't bench Menashe to be greater than Ephraim, because Lepel in the Sheirish, he wasn't greater, so therefore you can't bench him to be greater. Masha'inkin tefila. Tefila is unyono hu bakoshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyihi ratzin ukiyetze b'zeh, which means sheyihi ratzin chodesh. Koilu gam dover chodesh, shelei hoye ba'mokra. I mean, you could daven also that things that are there should be nimshach. But it could also daven that yihi ratzin, that there should be a new ratzin. V'lochim me'elis ha'tfila, shegam me'moise gzeira al dover leitev chas v'shom. So it's there already. And the gzeira is there. Abiyapich ha'kodesh baruch hu esel leitev. Ki ha'yidei tfila is magiyam So the chiluk between bracha and tefillah, bracha is mamshich something which is already in Seder Shtalshus. Mashenkin tefillah is able to accomplish that there should be, create something, a matzif, which is yehi ratzin, even though mitzad there's already a gzeira, but you reach a place which is lemaile m'seder shtalshus, so mitzad lemaile m'seder shtalshus, you can be mahapach the gzeira. Omnom. This musig that you could only be mamshich something which is b'seder shtalshus, shayaches rak b'berchosi shel basav adam. If a basav adam gives a bracha, so he could only be mamshich from seder shtalshus, which means even Yankov Avin. Ma she'enkin b'berchosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'en ikoshu klal chas v'sholem b'medidus v'akbolas, is yesh b'berchosi, when the Eibishter benches. So over there, there's gamma maila shebetfila. V'avhi, even the bracha of the Eibishter, not only, this is the bracha of the Eibishter is b'kecha lohavi inya chodesh, shalihoya b'sharshu mekeri shalom esbarach. So although we learned that bracha, l'chura, by definition means to be mamshil something, which is in Seder Shtalshus, which is already there b'mkeri, which means it's already there. Already there means that it's in Seder Shtalshus. But on the other hand, that's only when we're talking about b'rachasi shalabasav adam. When the Eibishter gives a bracha, the Eibishter is a bracha, he's not mugbal to be mamshech only from Seder Shtalshus, he can be mamshech from the Maile Seder Shtalshus. That's what it says. And al derech zeh kemeishu bebirchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Eibishter could certainly be mamshech from the Maile Seder Shtalshus through a bracha, is keinu gam bebirchas keinu. By birchas keinu is also the same meaning. Why? Shari birchas keinu he mitzvah.
So
That's the chiddush of Birchas Kenem, that it's a bracha since it's being done b'shlichus yishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like the Eberster, when he benches, he can be benched in b'mamshech l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus, is al derech zeh, through the Kenem, you could also, the Kenem are also mamshech from a place which is l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus. Why? Because they're doing it b'shlichus yishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the hechrich that Birchas yishel HaKenem is mamshech from l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus? Is the muchach, Masha'omer Azal Gav Birchas Kenem, it says over there, the Pasuk says, part of the bracha is Yisa Havaya Ponav Ilach. That's what the Pasuk says, Yisa Havaya Ponav Ilach. So on that, the Gemara asks, L'chura, there's no Nesias Ponim, there's L'mayla, there's no Inyan for Nesias Ponim. So on that, the Ebershtei answers, V'chilo Yase Ponim L'Yisroel, V'hem Medaktikam Alatzmam. In other words, Enochinamim, it's at the normal say that there's taka no Nesias Ponim, L'Yisa Ponim. Masha'inkin, v'chilo yes upon him, and others were being mamshech from a place of the Eberste Kaviyachol, where over there, there's a psa'inyan of Nisi, of yes upon him, even though mitzad the normal say that there's lo yes upon him. Shemuvin mizeh, asher birchas kenem eine kishara brachas, hamamshech is rak mashiyesh nikvar bahamoker b'seder shtalshels. Because that wouldn't be able to be mamshech azam madrega from yes upon him. Ki mamshech l'maylem im shtalshels. Birchas Kenem is being mamshich from a place which is l'mayla mishtalshus. Shlochin tzerech to be mamshich such a inyan tzerech mas upon him birchas Kenem. It's not a regular seder. It's not a regular seder. It's inyan of a mas upon him. B'loshin an nigla heipach midas adin mas upon him badin mitzad midas adin. There's no place for mas upon him. But this inyan of mas upon him comes from a place which is l'mayla mishtalshus shtalshus. Ki mas upon him meira. Because that could only reach how much you could reach, you could reach. As far as this inyan, that Birchas Kenem reaches l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus, shove Birchas Kenem l'tfilah, shehi amshocha l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus. So what are we saying over here that we're learning? That there's an inyan of bracha and there's an inyan of tefillah. Bracha normally is only mamshech from seder shtalshlus. And tefillah is the inyan of yehiratzin to be mamshech from the ma'ilim seder shtalshlus. But medvar mamurim a regular bracha, bracha of a basir v'dam, even of yankav avinu. Masha'inkin, if you're talking about berchasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, berchasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mugbal. So the Eberster could be mamshech even from the ma'ilim seder shtalshlus. And alder is a berchas kenim. Birchas Kenem, since they're doing the bracha b'chshlichus yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the bracha that they're giving is also a mamshech l'mayla m'seder shtalshus. And that's expressed by the fact that it causes yisa avai ponev ilecha, that says you're being mamshech a madrega, which mitzad midas adin l'chur hatus nishkenart, but it's saying from yisa ponev, even though the chur le yisa ponev, but yisa avai ponev ilecha, in other words, the Eberste is being mamshech from a, the Kenem of being mamshech that it should be nimshach from a place of the Eberster, which is not derechen zechnish midas adin, heipach midas adin, and that comes mitzad l'mayla m'seder shtalshus. Good. Siv gimel bal pizeh muvenes hamayla im habracha lekenim amure beposuk v'aniyah varachem v'lei beposuk v'avorchem varachekam. As we asked the shaila l'mayna v'kemina, the second question was l'mayna v'kemina. If the hamshacha to the kenim comes mitzad the pasuk v'ani avarchem, or the hamshacha to the kenim comes from v'avarchem v'varachak, the mind of kemina. Sof kol sof, there is a pasuk that's saying that the Eberste benches Eden. The mind of kemina, where it's coming. So on that, the Rebbe is going to be masber that there's a chiluk. If it's coming from the place of ani avarchem, there's v'ani. The v'ani is a psad madrega, which is l'mayla m'seder shtalshus. The v'ani talking about the Eberste himself. Masha'inkin v'avorchem v'varachecha, even though v'avorchem v'varachecha is also the Eberster. And it's more than m'varachecha baruch, like the Rebbe points out in the Hora. It's v'avorchem v'varachecha. But from that speaking, it's not that same madrega of v'ani avorchem. So maybe it comes out that the difference would be, you say the kohenim are getting benched, are they getting benched mitzad v'ani avorchem, or they're getting benched mitzad v'avorchem v'varachecha, l'may nafkimino. So the nafkimina is, from where are they being benched? Are they being benched from the madrega of ani avarchem, which is l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus? Or they're being benched from the madrega of avarchem avarachaka, which is also avarchem avarachaka, the Eberste himself. Aber li'idach, it's not that same madrega of ani avarchem. That's in the kudas advar. Al pizeh muvenes hamaylim abrocha lekeinam amura bepasik v'ani avorchim v'lei bepasik v'avorchim v'avorchekam. Tevas ani, when it says ani avorchim, haynu evin sof atzmus mahus. V'zeh meira shebrocha zu hi birchas hakadosh baruch hu atzmei. Brocha shelamaylim ishtalshus. Masha'enkim v'avorchim v'avorchekam b'li tevas ani hi brocha shebepchines ishtalshus. Zeu apirish b'mukilo lebirchus kene b'mkein bracha di Yisroel. There's haynu k'shelamedim habracha lekene m'ma'ani v'avorechem. Hari bracha zui be'esed darga k'mei habracha li Yisroel birchus kene. This is, we just learned that the bracha li Yisroel, which comes through the kenim, is a bracha which is coming from l'maylam say the shtalshus. The bracha which comes to the to the Yisrael is a different type of bracha. A normal bracha is a bracha which comes from Seder Shloshos. The chiddush of Birchas Kehanim is that Birchas Kehanim tuzuf ahamshacha l'maylo Seder Shloshos. So by saying that the bracha of the Kehanim also comes from Vani Avarachim, so it means that the bracha to the Kehanim also is a psabracha which is l'maylo Seder Shloshos. That's l'chore the pshat. Hare bracha zuhi be'esed darga mi abrocha li Yisroel mitzad devani avarchim. Masha'inkin melameid ma abrocha li kenim mi avarchim bevarachako is azai brocha zu hi bedargin emuchi yese. Brocha shebebchines ishmalshus. So mele, the shaila was, l'may nafkimin, the way you're learning out the brocha de kenim. So it says, the answer is, it depends, are you learning out a brocha mitzad l'may l'misei deshtalshus, a brocha that's coming from l'may l'misei deshtalshus, or a brocha that's coming not in that madrega of l'may l'misei deshtalshus. L'chura, this is the comes out l'chura that the arichos of Siv Beis. Now, I don't mean the arichos, but Siv Beis that's the chilik between bracha and tefillah, and then that bracha of Birchas Kehanim is al derev tefillah because it's mamshe from l'maylam seder shvalshlus. That's what we learned in Siv Beis. So l'chura, that all these pratim are l'chura that not so negeya in Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is more negeya is to know that there's l'maylam seder shvalshlus. And say the shtalshlus. I suppose maybe it's also negiah to know that birchas kenim is lemailim say the shtalshlus. Maybe that's also negiah. So in saying so now we're saying that if so now in Siv Gimel saying if the hamshach is from vani avorchem, and this vani avorchem maybe it also because lemaidem abrocha the kenim avi anochem is that it's next to the birchas kenim. That doesn't say that mukelo the birchas kenim b'makom bracha the Yisroel. Is the Taich is, the Rebbe is not being madgish because the place is next to Bracha de Yisrael. It means it's the same Madrega. Just like the Bracha of the Kenem de Yisrael is L'mayla Meseder Shtalshlus. And that's what we learn in Siv Beis. So Al Derech said, the Bracha that's coming to the Kenem is also L'mayla Meseder Shtalshlus. Because it comes in Vani Avarachim. Masha'in Ken, if we're learning it out from Vavarachim Bavarachaka, so the Kenem don't have this Madrega of Bracha. That's L'chura what it says here. That's what it says here. But on that, the Rebbe is asking, "Achzorich lahovim, harigam va'avorchem bevarachek, he berchos yishol hakadosh baruch hu atzmai, ve'echav shalema shaledas Rebbe Akiva, halemet bracha lekein mi'avorchem bevarachek, he rak bracha shebebchinas ishtalshlus. L'chur it says va'avorchem bevarachek, the Eibush the benches, va'av shein kosev teves ani beferish, aber harizeguvu inemuvin, maliim kosev ani beferish, m'lav haribenkach u'menkach hakavonish hakadosh baruch hu atzmai mevarach." Is a muchrach leimar sheyesh leichoch and nisefes lekach. We have to say that it's not only the chiluk from if the pasuk says vani or the pasuk doesn't say vani. Vaychoch ezu he machreches lechalik ben beis a pasuk a psukim kedolalam. So ein achinami, the fact that over here it says in the end here doesn't say ani also expresses this chiluk, but that's not the yisod achiluk. The yisod achiluk whether we learn out. In other words, if we learn out from Vani Avorchim, or we learn out from Vavorchim Varachaka, and it's a different type of bracha, the Yisod Achilik is not from the Loshen, but rather from the Teichon Einyan, and Memele, it'll also be expressed in the Loshen. So that's the Nekudas Advar. The Vaila, we're learning here, this is, we have the Machlekes of Bishmor Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe is asking Akasha, what's the Nekudah of the Machlekes? What is the Nekudah of the Machlekes? And that we learned the chilek between bracha and tefillah, and that birchas kenim is amshacha from l'mayla meseder shtalshlus. And then we also learned that that would be the chilek between vani avorchem v'avorchem v'varachak. If the bracha to the kenim is from l'mayla meseder shtalshlus, that's vani avorchem, or v'avorchem v'varachak. It's not in that madrega of ani avarche. That Rebbe is asking, but sof kol sof, is the Eibishter is benching. So why, how could you say that it's not l'maylam say the shtalsh is based on that chilik of the pasuk? So it must be that there's another toichem dike chilik and what's happening over here, which mitzad that is machriach, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a higher madrega which goes to birchas kenim, to the bracha, to the kenim from the Eibishter, as opposed to, according to Rabbi Akiva, which is not in that high, not in the same madrega, and that will also express itself in this pasuk of va'avorcha mevarachecha, as opposed to ani avorcha. Lohavin zeh, so understand, in other words, what's the kasha? The kasha is that l'chura, the first shaila is, why is it that Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't need a special pasuk that the Eibishter is maskim to birchas hakenim, and Rabbi Kiva holds you do need? And as a result of that comes another chiluk. So where do we know the bracha that the Eibishter gives to the Kenim and the bracha that the Eibishter gives to the Kenim through Rabbi Shmuel is a greater bracha? So first it was mentioned that over there it says Vani Avarchim, and over here it says Vavarchim Avarchecha. But the Rebbe says that that's not enough to be the yisod of the proof that according to Rabbi Shmuel it's a greater bracha as opposed to Rabbi Kiva. There must be something else that's the proof, and it's a drik tzachuis eichet in them. Lohavin zeh tzorech lahagdim tchilam adi'isa b'gemara siyum m'sechter Rosh Hashanah ala Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel leimer, shliach tzibur meitzi yisorab nidei chivos b'tfilas musav de Rosh Hashanah. So on that says, Amar Rab Shimon Chasida, the Gemara says, at Peter hoi Rabban Gamliel, afilu am shebesodis. Afilu am shebesodis. V'lei miboi hani dekai mohocha. Now hani dekai mohocha, it doesn't mean the people, this is, the people that are in shul obviously are being moitzi. The shayla is the people that are outside the shul but not in the soda. So over here it's in the lashon of the sikh over here, it says like umaksha after like the adirab. That's like hilo v'leimi boi is the lashon of Rav Shimon Chasida. All right, that's the way. That's what it says here. That the kasha that says v'leimi boi is the lashon of Rav Shimon Chasida. I think that the way other people learn pshat would be that Rav Shimon Chasida said, "Pay to Hayy Rav Gamliel Afila Am Shabbosodis." Period. Now that Gemara is, "Well, Amy Boy Hanet the Kain Mahachi." Other Rabbi, no, it could be that that's also pshat in the Sicha. No, the Gemara, the Kasha starts with Other Rabbi. Well, Amy, no, the diok of him saying Afila Am Shabbosodis is the "Well, Amy Boy Hanet the Kain Mahachi." This is the people that are near the shul. They're saying Am Shabbosodis, Chila Am Shabbosodis is a bigger chiddush. Other Rabbi. Hani anisi, hani le anisi. The people that are in the sodes are anisi. So it's not a chiddush, it's not such a big chiddush that he's moitzi them. Masha'ikin, the people that are here, the lechura, they're le anisi. They could go into shul. Why are they going, why are they not going into shul? So memela had hani anisi, hani le anisi. And maybe raya, we see the Tani Abba, Breder Abin Yomen, Barchia, that am sha'acheri kenem ina b'chalal bracha. That the people that are standing behind the bracha, the kenim, aren't bechlal bracha. Peter Shashi, va'aval pi sha'am shebesodis is dachya bechlal bracha. Abahani the motzi lemesi kame kenim v'ifnu kenim alein v'ivorchum v'heim lebo is ena bechlal bracha. So those people that couldn't come here, so they are bechlal bracha. But those people that could have come here and for desvim they didn't come are not bechlal bracha. So Mimele, when you're saying that his motzi. He's moitzi am shebesodis taki. He's moitzi am shebesodis, but not lechura the people that are near the shul and don't come into the shul. So mainly the lashon of afilu am shebesodis is not the Gemara is asking. The afilu am shebesodis implies that the people that are not besodis that are closer to here, he's certainly moitzi. V'leimi boy hane dekai mehochi. The Gemara says fakert. The Gemara says adirab hane anisi hane le anisi elo. Ki yoser rav and amar of Yanki Baridi, amar of Shimon Chasida, leipater Rav Gamliel, ella am shebesodis. My time mem shum danisi b'mlocha, I will be early. So in other words, the am shebesodis, they're anisi b'mlocha, so the shliach tzibur may see them yidei chivosim. But those people that find themselves in the ear, and they don't come to shul, so memele, so them, they're not may see. So that's, so nachamo, so amar of Shimon Chasida, Pesa hayir Rav Gamliel, not afilo am shebesodis, not ella am shebesodis, and not like the deal of lemi boyan the kaimor. Yeah, That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, the Pashtus HaDvarim is that the Shaila is Pashut. Over here we see by Birchas Kenim we see that someone that's Anisi is more a Svarit to be Moitzi than someone that's not Anisi. So by Tefillah also the Zel Bezachas. Those that are Anisi, there's more of a Svarit to be Moitzi than those that are not Anisi. Valpian now, based on what the Rebbe said earlier, the Tzugleich of Birchas Kenim to Tefillah, that even though normally Bracha is doch nicht das Heimadreg of Tefillah. Bracha is Mamshech from Seder Shtalshus. Mashenken Tefillah is Mamshech from Lemaile Meseder Shtalshus. But Birchas Kenim is Mamshech also from Lemaile Meseder Shtalshus. Is Alpia now moving Shereis HaGimara ne Birchas Kenim with Tefillah Shul Shliach Tzibur Eine Rak Bazeh Shematzinu Tzad HaShoveh Bebezin Yonim Sheinim. This Kilo Birchas Kenim is one Indian and Tefillah is another Indian. And just like by Birchas Kenim we see that he's only meitzi those that couldn't come, but those that are am shacheri akenim, they're not meitzi. Is alderaze by tefila, they're only meitzi the ones that are am shebesodis, but not the ones that are beir. L'chura, that would be the pshat. Kiyim shebeatzim shavim. They say days in yom the tefila berchus kenim are shavim beteichnam. Why are they shavim beteichnam? Rotzim chodesh umasi ponim badin. Shneim mamshiches milmaile mishtalshlus, v'lochin mevi raya mebirchas kenim l'tfila. So in other words, the reason why you could be mevi raya mebirchas kenim l'tfila is only because be'emes birchas kenim l'tfila is the same inyan. Because it's not, even though they're two different inyanim, nevertheless they have an enlichkeit, a similarity by the fact that they're only moitzi if it's not anisi. The similarity is taken because in teichen they're similar, and as a result of that comes out this chiluk also. What's pshat? Adirab. Al pi anal muvin. This is shebederech klal beemes ein lohavi raya mibracha l'tfila. Kena demes klal. The Rebbe is asking on bechlal the comparison. We see that by birchas kenim, you have to have that. No, the am shebesod is birchas kenim is mevarach. But those people that are cheria kenim and they don't bother to go in front of the kenim, then they're not moitzi. So there is that we're understanding that by tefillah, the shliach tzibur is being moitzi only those people that are am shebesodis. Masha'inkin, the people that are not shebesodis, is not moitzi. That's what's going on here. But based on the yisod that bracha and tefillah are different, so be'emes lechura there's no right. Adirabe, without the vort that we learned earlier, that Birchas Kenim is Deima L'Tfila, not like a regular bracha. And if we would assume that Birchas Kenim is like a regular bracha, so Taka, the comparison of the Gemara wouldn't be understood. Nochamol, Ba'ad Rabba. Al pi anal muvin, Shebederech klal ein lo havi rai mi bracha L'Tfila. Keina Deimis klal. You can't really compare bracha L'Tfila. Why? Habracha in Yonahu hamshachim and hamokir shebesei deshalshim. That's what bracha is. That's how the Rebbe started off Siv Beis. Ubazeh ikir kemuvin ma'ilas hamizbaruch v'hanagosi. Because you have to be a keli for it. Befrat kasher hatam leheder hamshachu mitzad achsorin sheyeshni lamato. That's the reason why it's not being nimshach. In kemuvin shebichdei lahamshach hayidei habracha tzorich lohoser es hamniya oya ikir shemitzad hamizbaruch. So therefore it's very important that the mizbaruch should prepare himself and be in a matzav that he's a keli for the bracha. Masha'inkin tefillah, shenyon alifil rotzen chodosh, amshachim alamaylam zeydei shtalshlus, decharezet toli b'maylas hamispal. Ve'en afkemina kol kach hamatzev bein nimtza ha'odam shemispal l'mavurei. L'chur over there is more in the gas, since the person that's davening is being mamshach from l'maylam yishtalshlus, so the person that you're davening for is l'chur is not so negeya. Kiven shamshachim l'maylam zeydei shtalshlus. Is v'lochin gam efshelius sha'afim leiti yeshem achona dahamikabel gam ostiful atfila. So meila, so lechura, the fact that by bracha you need the hachonas hamikabel is not really a hechrer that by tefillah also you need a kabbalas the hachonas hamikabel, because tefillah and bracha attack are very different. Tefillah is being mamshe from lemaila mishtalshlus, and therefore it's not so negir the matter. Masha'inkin bracha is being mamshech from seder shtalshlus, and therefore you have to be a keli that's mukhan for the senior. Val pisa in raya machrachas mi brachas tam le tvila. Ki esh lechalik, be bracha muven, lo ma'am shachiri akenim, enem bechlal bracha. He yeiz vehem marim shein chfeitzim ba bracha. And v'lochin in a bracha meyelis muma. G'mishikosir v'lichofetz bracha. U'bederech memeilis v'atirchak memenu. The posir v'lichofetz bracha v'atirchak memenu. So memeilis, this v'atirchak memenu comes mitzad v'lichofetz bracha. Shari b'bracha nigea matzav ha-mizbarach. Mashenkin b'tfil harei nigea kol kach matzav ikanal. V'lochin afim ha-mekabal eini chofetz b'zeh mikol mokum efshir sh'tfilis ha-shliach tzibur tifl pulasa. That would be l'chure, the pashta, the way we understand tefillah and bracha al derech hapshat. Masha'enkin, now that we understand that birchas kenim is not like regular bracha, because birchas kenim is being mamshach, since it's coming birchas yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's being mamshach, u'mayla mislid l'shtal shosach, mi'acha she birchas kenim shavah l'tefillah, chen shteyim mamshachim u'mayla mishtal shlos, harim asim, haraya yeser. Yeah, we understand. Yeh, she birchas kenim u'tefillah shavah zayim. Bin yizeh shein amshachim ol ma'alim seid eshtalshus. Ubezeh adach harein avkemina kol kach ma'u rotzen v'dargis ha-mizbarach kanal. Vavol pikein reim onu shebegdei lahamshach mol ma'alim seid eshtalshus. Tzorech la'achone im lei ki betur mamshach eino chinam yena bin mamshach el liyeis keile l'kabolo. De betfile, what's the achone hu inyin atfile atzmo? Ubebirches kenim hi abroche shal hakenim. They say the mamshach The mamshich is the tefillah, birchas kenim is the bracha shel hakenim, b'achonah shelahem, kintilas yidayim v'hademer, u'kemekin u'achonah yas yisrael, shemedaktik al atzmei chulu. That says, the yisa Hashem ponim v'ilecha comes mitzad hein medaktikam al atzmam, u'mayim ed atzmei ponim k'neged ponim. That says, you're being mamshich something which is l'mayla mishtalshlus, which l'chura l'mayla mishtalshlus pasnish, that you should be mamshiched through epizayinyin, because it's l'mayla mishtalshus, there's nothing that could be mamshichet. It's coming through the Eibishter. But on the other end, you have to be a keli for it. It's al zeh yechachas ha-gemorit, ikshem sha'achone de birchus kenim, b'chdei lekabel ha-mshochet l'mayla mishtalshus. Ein mishtalshus. Eina maspik ha-achone sa-kein atzmi, haino guf ha-brocha sh'mevaruch be'ava, or ha-achone s'ntil sidayim sh'keidim ha-brocha v'adem. It's not enough that the kohen does everything that he has to do, the mevaruch. What is that? Shiyamit ponim k'neged ponim imenyonus is kmeikein hu betfila. Shegam inyonu hu hamshochem u'mayla m'seid eshtalshlus. Hamshochem u'mayla m'seid eshtalshlus. V'hachon hi avedes atfila. Is tzorech liya b'zeh. This is the hachon hi avedes atfila from the shliach tzibur. It's tzorech liyaz b'ze avei de gam mitzad ha'odam shemispal l'mavurei ve'ilahamshich m'l'mayla m'seid eshtalshlus v'lochin ha'maskonis ha'gemori sh'ashliach tzibur meitzi dafke sa'am shebesodus avalei eisen shebir. In other words, this yisod that we're saying there's a chilek between a brocha and tefillah, and then birchas kenim is different than a regular brocha, is negeh to the havon of pshat na'gemori. That says, Rebbe saying, if we wouldn't know this brocha and tefillah, the yisod is brocha and tefillah are different. So the chud, since bracha and tefillah are different, so the fact that by bracha we see that if they're not facing the kenim, so therefore they're not mekabel the bracha, so that's l'chud and no raya b'negei tefillah. B'negei tefillah could be even if they're not coming, so they're also mekabel the bracha, because the imam shech l'mayla m'seid eshtalshlus. But since by birchas kenim we see that if they're not anisi, so they need to show an interest in the bracha, and only when they show an interest in the bracha are they mekabel the bracha, and that's the sarusa. It's not the sarusa l'tata, but that's what makes them into a keli to be able to receive the bracha. They're not mamshiv the bracha. The bracha is being nimshav through the kenim, course of the shlichus of the Eibishter, but they still have to be a keli for the bracha. Is al derech zed the tefillah that the shliach tzibur does, even though the shliach tzibur is the one that's davening, and he's being mamshich on mayim say the shtalshlus, aber von deswegen there has to be a aveda mitzad adam that this hamshocha, that this loshna of this atzorich liyaz b'ze aveda gam mitzad adam shemispal navurei bichdei lahamshich mul mayim say the shtalshlus should come into him. Because it's not lahamshich, the word is that it should be nimshach and him. I'm saying the end of Siv Dalet, the Lashon is b'chdei lahamshach, but b'chur of the word is to be a keli. V'lochim, askonis ha-gemori, sh'ashliach tzibur, meitzi dafke, so'am, shebesodis ha-volei eisen shebeir. Yeah. Now, the mice, just a little thing I don't understand here, just a little in the kuda, maybe it's more than a little, that lechura, birchas kenim is the pshat, the kenim are benching the yidden. And the yidden, the kenim have to bench, and the yidden have to become mizbarech. And we're saying that the amshebesodis are also mizbarech from the kenim, even though they're not there. Masha'inkin, the people that are in the year and they're not coming, they're amshacheria kenim, so they're not mizbarech. They don't have the din of mizbarech. That's lechura what's happening over here. Mizbarech, that's the din of mizbarech. Benegia davening is the lechura. It's not the pshat is that the shliach tzibur is davening for the people. Lechura, the shliach tzibur is davening. He's talking davening as a shliach of the tzibur. So you have to understand, a shliach tzibur is davening as a shliach of the tzibur. He's davening on behalf of the whole tzibur. So when you're saying that the people are being yoytze his tefillah, so what's pshat? They're being yoytze his tefillah. That he davened for them. Or the pshat is it's kilo they davened. What's the pashta pshat of shliach tzibur is being moitzi the avon? The chiv tefillah is on every single person. Nervos. There's people that, let's say, they don't know how to daven. So he's davening for them. What's pshat he's davening for them? He's davening for them means that he's davening and that's kilo. He's being mamshach something for them. Or the pshat is we have to have that they davened. So that's the shaila. The shaila is if they davened. So lechura, b'chlal you have to understand the comparison. There's an inyan of birchas kenim that they were mekabel the bracha. They were mekabel the bracha. They heard the bracha. They were mekabel the bracha. There's a mevarach and there's a mizbarach. So normally you're a mizbarach by standing amit ponim el ponim and you're a mizbarach. If you're amshe besadis, even if you're not standing, you're also a mizbarach. Masha'in came over here by shliach tzibur, you have to daven. So he davened. Lechura, you didn't daven. So pshat is he davened. Since you're part of the tzibur, so you're part of the tzibur. It's keilu you davened. That's the word. It's keilu you davened. So the shaila over here is not the hamshacha that's going to come through the tefillah. Lechura, the shaila is it keilu you davened, or you know, how did you daven? Lechura, you didn't daven. The answer is because he's the shliach tzibur, and there's a tzibur. So in mele, it's keilu you davened. It's like a tzibur dika davening, and you're part of that tzibur. So normally you have to daven al tzayachin, not as part of a tzibur. But there's a special din that a shliach tzibur, normally is the shliach tzibur is only made to see someone's any baki. And someone that's baki has to daven al tzayachin. Masha'inkin over here, there's a chidush that you could daven kilu, the shliach tzibur davens als the tzibur, and the male is kilu you daven. So it's a din in the tefillah that you daven. It's not talking about the hamshacha that's going to come through the daven. So lechura, what we're talking over here, that through tefillah becomes a hiratzen, that's talking about what happens through the tefillah. What happens through the tefillah is you mamshach something which is l'mayla mishtalshus. And through birchas kenim, you also mamshach something which is l'mayla mishtalshus. Masha'inkan over here, lechura, we're not talking about being mamshach something which is l'mayla mishtalshus. The shayla is whether you were mizbarach, because you were from the people that were mizbarach. No, there's a bar mevarach and then a mizbarach. So are you part of the mizbarachim? And al derazeh, are you part of the people that at kilo he's davening? It's not like he's davening when it says avure. He's davening avure. So the word avure means they're davening for him, or you're davening like in his stead. And those you're davening kilo. The same also you could say the word avure. Bimkemis. So I don't understand so clearly. Because here we're talking about, the nekuda, what I don't see is as that the inyan of bracha being mamshech u'mailim seder shtalshlus. Now there is a tefillah is being mamshech u'mailim seder shtalshlus. That's what you're mamshech through the tefillah, what you're mamshech through the bracha. Over here, lechura, the issue of the Gemara is whether or not you were part of the one that was mispal. That's the issue over here. So the question is, are you from the people that were mizbarach? Or are you from the people that were part of the people that was mispal? How could you be mispal? You weren't mispal. The answer is because there's a shliach tzibur, and he davened for you. So normally he davens for you. You listen to him, you come to him, and he hears you. You hear what he's saying. So he's davening for you. What does he daven for? It's kilo, you're davening, because you're part of the tzibur. And if you're Amsha Besadis, he's also davening. Kilu, you're davening. Kilu, you're davening. The Alter Rebbe writes, brings it over there, you said Kedusha. So what I mean, you said Kedusha. And you said Kedusha. How did you say Kedusha? Because he said it. Alta Bokeach of you as well. So it needs a little bit more explanation to understand that on one hand we're talking about davening, and on the other hand, since the davening is accomplishing something which is l'maylem say the shtalshlus, so therefore what says over here, you need to explain that birchas kainim is al derev itvila in order to be able to understand the raya. Der chagav also the raya, what the Rebbe is telling Zichon is not on the kasha. The kasha of the Gemara is. The one says, "Leimi boy, hainu the kaima other rabbi." The kasha you can ask anyways. That lechura, I mean, that knows why should Amshe Besodis be worse than the people that are beir other rabbi? If anything is fakert, no, there could be a svara that must. That's the maskonas haGemara when the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel is lepoiter ela Amshe Besodis. Why is ela Amshe Besodis? Because out there, if a birchas kerim, there's such a din. So Mimele, we understand that by tefillah there's also such a din. And on that, the Rebbe is telling us, how could you bring a raya from tefillah, from Birchas Keren to tefillah? But on the original kasha of the Gemara, lechura, you could ask the kasha even after we know that there's a chilah between tefillah and bracha. Because sof kol sof, why should Amshe Besodis be worse than Hani Dekai Mehochi? If anything is fakert, like we see by bracha. Yeah. So the first part of the Rebbe is that Lefiza, we understand the Raya. We understand the Raya from Birchas Kenim to Tefillah, because since Birchas Kenim is also an union of Lamayla Seydish Balshus. Omnam Sifei, Omnam Yeshleimer. That not only the Raya is from Birchas Kenim to Tefillah, because both of them are in union of Lamayla Mistalshus, but the Rebbe is going to say that the Raya is Nochmer. It's a Raya Bechinas Mikolshkin. Al omnam yeshleim esherayis ha-gemor hi chazoki yesa. Vihi b'mekolshkein, mitzad ha-maila nisefe sheyesh b'birchas kein malinyin ha-tfilu, ubeg. So here the Rebbe is going to be magdem noch hazach. So still now we learned that birchas kein is also being mamshech from l'maila b'seyder shtalshus. But now we're going to learn that birchas kein hasn't it noch ha-maila l'gabit, not only it's shavit ha-tfilu, but it's a maila l'gabit tfilu. And because of that, the kasha in the Gemara is an eifim from Mikolshkin. So the Rebbe starts as this: Zesh Ashliach Tzibur Meitzi Sa'am Shebesodis Hudavke Kasha Yeshnom Ten Shemli Beim Lav Nechshev Ki Yochid Ve'ene Meitzi Sa'ene Boki Ve'ene Sa'am Shebesodis. In other words, in order for a Shliach Tzibur to have a din of a Shliach Tzibur, it has to be that there's a Tzibur listening to him. That there's a Tisha Shemim. 10 people listening to him. Masha'in kim bebirchas keinim, him migam be'ir be'sakneset, shekulam keinim, hadinu shekulam nesen kapayim, ulemi mevorchim lam shebesodis. So I was pointing out there's a difference. But in order to be able to be a shliach tzibur, you have to have tisha sheinim. Masha'in kim, in order to be birchas keinim, you don't have to have tisha sheinim. There's no musig of tisha sheinim, there's no musig of tisha mizborchim. That's what the Rebbe is pointing out. There's no mystic of attendance of Tishma's Baruch. Now this Nekuda, this Ha'ara, Ha'ainu, Sheyesh Nechiluk, Ben Birchus Kenim L'Tfilah, B'Tfilah Davka Yidei Tes Shemim Lei, Nasa Metzias HaShliach Tzibur, V'yochol Leitziyam, Ma She'en Kem Birchus Kenim, Ein HaKen Tzorech L'Nesin HaSkeach Mites Shemim Lei. That's what the Rebbe said. Now, lechur v'atam l'zayuvin. Now, the Rebbe is coming to explain atam. I'm saying al derech ha-poshet, al derech ha-niglis, is the shayla. I think that the shayla over here is like more an apnimis dik shayla. Al derech ha-pshat, derech ha-pshat. A shliach tzibur. You have to have a tzibur. To have chazoras hashas, you have to have a tzibur. And you can only have one shliach tzibur. It's not that you have. There's a shliach tzibur. And this Shliach Tzibur is being Moitzi the Minyan. He's being Moitzi the Minyan. So the Tes Shemim that are listening to him, that's the Tzura of a Chazar Sashatz. Chazar Sashatz means that there's a Tefillah and there's one person saying it and the other people, he's being Moitzi them. So even Aliba Le'em is they're not being Yoitza because they were already Yoitza. They're Bekiyim. But Thinesveg, the Musik of Shliach Tzibur means that he's being moitzi the day harabim with his tefillah. Masha'inkin, however, by Birchas Kehanim, the gather of Birchas Kehanim means he's being mevarech as Yisroel. Who's he being mevarech? The Gemara says, Lamim mevarech, he's mevarech l'amshim esadis. He doesn't have to be mevarech these people that are in the shul. That's not the gather of Birchas Kehanim. When a person benches, when the Kehanim bench, they're benching the people in the shul. They're benching the cloud. They're benching. They're benching the people over there. I'm just saying, al derech ha-poshet, al derech ha-poshet. There's a din by both that it has to be a minyan. And by a shliach tzibur, the minyan has to be in the eifin that the shliach tzibur says it and the minyan listens. And by Birchas Kehanim, there also has to be a minyan. But there's no din that the Kehanim have to say and the call has to listen. That's not the din. But all right, there can be 10 Kehanim. And Lamim Mavorchim, Lechmeiz Lam Shebesadis. That's what the Gemara says. Lamim Mavorchim Lam Shebesadis. So the Rebbe is asking why. What's the chiluk? Why is it? So the Rebbe is being masber that a shliach tzibur needs the tzibur to be a shliach tzibur. In other words, his whole metzias as a shliach tzibur is only because there's a tzibur. Masha'enk and the Kehanim don't need the tzibur to make them a Kehanim which can make a bracha. Even though the pale mamish need a minyan. But it's not that they're make, that's a technical thing, you need a minyan. But on the other end, it's not that you need the mizbarchim, that they're giving a koyach to the mevarach to be able to bench. That's the way that's the beer that's happening here, that the Rebbe is saying here. That there's a chilek between the shliach tzibur, which comes through the tzibur, Masha'inkin and the Birchas Kehanim, which comes through the Kehanim without the tzibur. And that expresses itself by the fact that the shliach tzibur needs the tisha shemim, Masha'inkin and the Kehanim don't need. But I'm saying again that maybe it's just scratching, just a scratching. That al derech hapshat, I mean, Birchas Kehanim, you're benching Klal Yisrael. You have to bench a minyan, you have to bench. Over here, the Tachi, you're being moitzi the tzibur. That's the whole gather of Shliach Tzibur. Gather of Shliach Tzibur is he's saying the tefillah heich in order to be moitzi the oilam. They're davening. Mashenken Birchas Kehanim is not being moitzi the people that are listening. He's being mevarech. And there's a musik called the mizbarech. I mean, it's a little al derech when we spoke earlier that this is a gather of tefillah, and over here is the gufa tefillah, not okay, maybe. And I'll call upon efshe the snishta ahar. Nochamo. Hainu sheyeshni chiluk bein birchas kenem l'tefillah. B'tefillah dafka yides tesh shemim lei nasa mitzias ha-shliach tzibur. He becomes a shliach tzibur because there's tesh shemim. V'yochel leitzim. Masha'enkem b'birchas kenem ein ha-keyan tzorech l'nitzinas keach mitesh shemim lei. So v'atam loza yuvan behegdem ha-mayle b'prat echot shebebrach al-tefillah. There's although earlier the Rebbe was masber the chidush that birchas kehanim is like tefillah, but on the other hand there's a mile in bracha legabi tefillah. Tefillah beloshen kinyan bakasha ukshem evakshim is ein mat vadoy shetismale abakasha mepnei shanish hashpo ein at tluye b'mevakash. Masha'enkin brachi beloshen tzivui beloshen avtocha hayne shemitzave kaviyochu sheyashpiu inyan pleinu plein. So bracha is the taich mehaste. Bracha is he's being mamshich and tefillah mit mebet. The tama chilaku, but tefillah hamispal nimtzel lamata umevakesh shemelmaile yashpiu inyam pleni. V'zeo bakosha bulvad. Masha'inkin bracha hamavarech nimtzel madrega shelamaile mehamoker shemimanu bo abracha. V'lochim bekechil tzavis al abracha. So that's the tzir of a bracha as opposed to tefillah. Tfil is the person's aimed mulmata and he's mevakish. Masha'inkin abracha, he's aimed mulmaila. The zeshin is bor liil shetfilah ilamaila mibracha. Generally, tfil is higher than bracha. Zebra negeh lahamokir shemisham neshechas ha'ashpo. Because the ashpo is abracha umimokir shemisei deshtalshus. And the person that's taki giving the bracha is higher than that mokir. Vashpo is atfilah. He mimakir shulamaylam misay deshtalshus. Av menigel laodam amavarech vaodam amispal. He namispal nimtzel lematam mimakir hashpo. Vamavarech nimtzel lamaylam mimakir hashpo. So the hashpo is taka coming from a lower madrega than where tefillah is coming from. The hashpo is coming from a madrega of say deshtalshus. But the person that's giving the bracha is higher than Seder Shlosh. Masha'ikin the mispal you're getting from a place which is higher than Seder Shlosh. But the person himself finds himself lamata, lower than the person that's giving the bracha. Is al piza moving? Sheyeshna milo bebirchas keinim ala tefila. Ki bebirchas keinim beiz milos. First of all, hamokir shemisham nemshechas hashbo. He lamayla meseder shlosh. The imza omra teresh is el bracha v'lei bakosha. Hayne shakein ha-mavarech hu lemaylem madregazu. In other words, if the kohen is able to give a bracha, it means to say, even though he's being mamsha from lemaylem meseder shtalshus, he says that he finds himself higher than this madrega where he's being mamsha from. Is the chayru in nimtze b'mokim nayla b'yeser. V'lochin b'keichel l'tzavis ha-shpo gam madrega shel lemaylem shtalshus. Nimtze sha'av she'b'inyin ha-madrega she'mishom numshachas ha-shpo. Is doch shavis birchas kein mitfila that they're both coming from the mile mishtalshlus. Aval bedargus a odem amispal va kein amavarek shenime. Shamispal nimtzu lamato umevake sheyashpiu chulu. The kein amavarek chulu mile madrege gam mikmoker hashpo she mikere hashpo the mile mishe mishtalshlus. So the chiluk gets a bracha you find yourself higher than the moker from which you're giving the bracha. Mashenkin a tefila you find yourself lamato. So by Birchas Kenim, since you're the bracha, you're being mamshav l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus. So it comes out that the kohen is oimed l'mayla from that madrega, and m'meli is able to be mamshav a bracha from l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus. Mashenkin by tefillah, you don't have such a thing. He's taka being mamshav also from l'mayla m'seder shtalshlus, but not the eifen shel bracha, but the eifen shel tefillah. Val pizeh yuvin madua. So now the mamdua. This is a pnimizdika pshat. Madua tzorech hashliach tzibur l'nesinus keach me'ashem. V'ilu hakein ha-mevorech ein tzorech l'sa. This is shliach tzibur, in order to be a shliach tzibur, he needs a tzibur. That gives him the opportunity to be able to be a shliach tzibur. Mashein ha-kein that's a mevorech, he needs a technically there should be a sora. But he doesn't, it's not that the tzibur is giving him the keach to be mevorech. Hashliach tzibur ha-mitzpal nimtza l'mato. V'lochin zokug l'mesinas keach shiuchel ispal l'heitzi yidei chavasim. So we hear that Rebbe emphasizes l'heitzi yidei chavasim. That's what he's doing. Aval akein ha-mevorech nimtze l'mayle b'yesem seder shtalshlus. V'lochin en zokug l'mesinas keach miuchet. So the matzev of the shliach tzibur is different than the matzev of the kein that's a mevorech. The matzev of the shliach tzibur is finds himself lamata, so therefore he needs the tzibur to be able to enable him to daven. Masha'inkin the kohen finds himself lamaila, and therefore he doesn't need the tzibur. Val pikol anal tumtik b'yeser hechachas hagemara mebirchas kenim l'tfila with an efna b'nikolskin. First, they say standardly, if birchas kenim wouldn't be a special bracha, so it'd be shver. What's the rai from birchas kenim to tfila? Birchas kenim is a chalchura bracha, therefore it's negea. The Mekabel, Mashenkin, Tefillah is Ayin from Lamayla Mishtalshlus. It's not so Negev the Mekabel. So therefore, the Rebbe said, no, we learned earlier that Birchas Kenim is also from Lamayla Mishtalshlus. So if by Birchas Kenim is Negev, the Dargis on Mekabel, so for sure, so Alderich, not for sure, but Alderich Zeh, Tefillah is also Negev Dargis on Mekabel. But now the Rebbe is saying, not only Alderich Zeh, but not Bikolshkin. Because Ma Doch Birchas Kenim, which over there, the Mevorech is Doch Lamayla from the Inyan. And therefore, he could be mevarich and be mamshach the inyan neifan of tzivui. And from there, zvek nizniggeya the dargis hamikabel is by tefillah, which is einu chinami. It's coming from madrega l'mayla meseder shtalshlus. But we see that the shliach tzibur needs the tzibur in order to be a shliach tzibur. Is kolshkin? It's niggeya that the tzibur is also chzushton, and they should be in a madrega which is sugepas to be mekabel the ashpo of the tefillah. Al pikol anal tumtik b'yeser chokhes ha-gemorim b'birchas kenum l'tfila b'mikolshken. Ba b'birchas kenum shaken ha-mevorech ein etzorech l'nesinas keacholu. Ve'ein pula mi'amizborchim shari nimtsoim basodis. U'mikol mokim am shacheri ha-kenum einu b'chlal la-brocha. Because they could have been there. And l'peil, they didn't want it. So therefore, they're not b'chlal la-brocha. L'fi shetzorech li'es ha-chones ha-mizborchim. B'chdei l'kabel ha-mishpo, even such ha-shpo, which comes from the kenim, which are l'mayla mi-ha-shpo, and they're being mamshich from the ma'ala mishtal. So from deswegen you need that the people that are not the amshachiri akenim can't be mekabel dashpo. It's kolshkin betfila shashliach tzire b'tzarech li tzarech l'nasinas keachulu arim kolshkin. The shliach tzibur, which is not in the madrega of the kain, he needs a nasinas keach of the tzibur. Is arim kolshkin shetzrichim liyaz b'za hachonim mitzad the tzibur. V'lochin elu d'le'anisi is eni yetzim b'tfilas ha'shliach tzibur. So alpizeh, we understand the raya of the Gemara. This is the raya of the Gemara. Is, I mean, on the kolshkin is also is understandable. But l'fizeh is nochmer. Not only it's understandable because it's the same madrega, but a kolshkin. Ma'adav by bracha. We say that I'm shacher yakenim, I'm not mekabel the bracha, even though it's being nimshel from the ma'ad m'sei d'shtalskos. Through the kenim, which don't need the tzibur, because they're the ma'ad m'abracha, from the Mokar Abracha, is a Shliach Tzibur, which is not in that Madrega. It's in order for him to be Moitzi. The people is only Amshe Besodas he can be Meitze. Because they're Anisi. Mashenkin, the people that are not Anisi, he can't be Meitze. Sivov. Alpiza Yeshleimar. This Alpiza explained in Sif Hey. That there's an uftu in Birchas Kenim legabi tefila. This is originally the chiddush was that Birchas Kenim is in the same madrig of tefila. Just like tefila is mamshich from the art which is higher than ishtalshlus, Birchas Kenim could also be mamshich from the art which is higher than ishtalshlus. And then the chiddush was that not only you're being mamshich like tefila, because tefila you're standing lamata and you're asking. Mashenkin bracha is the taitch of being mamshich, you're being mitzava, that the inyan should be nimshach. So it comes out that the kenim, by birchas kenim, are standing, so birchas kenim hasn't a demaila, because the kenim are being mitzava, so to speak. They're standing higher than the madrega from where the bracha is coming. The bracha is coming from the mailam seder shtachlos, and they're standing, kaviyochel, I think you said the Lashon, higher than that madrega, and memela. And they could be mamshil through a tzivui. That's what we learned over here. That was the nekuda of Sif Hei. That another, so Fiza, the raya of the Gemara from Birchas Kenim to Tefillah is a raya of Takal V'chema, ma'adav by Birchas Kenim. Where over there, the Kenim are standing l'mayla from the mocker of where the bracha is coming from. And nevertheless, you need the hachon of the mekabel. So b'negiyah Tefillah, daf navadahav, the hachon of the mekabel. And therefore, therefore, Amsa Bishodis Taka are Yetzu with Tvila, Mashenkin, those that are Kaim Mahochi are not Yetzu. So, Alpize, Yeshleimar, now that we heard the Uftu of the Chidush of what Birchas Kenim Tutuf, that it's being Mamshech Mlamayla Mishtalshlos. And the reason why it's being Mamshech Mlamayla Mishtalshlos is because it's coming through the Kenim, which are Shluchim of the Eberster. It's just like the Eberster can be Mamshech. A bracha lemaila mishtalshlus salderos of the kenim, and the kenim stein hecher heistus. So pizi yeshleimar the bezeg gufa pligi rabbi kiver rabbi shmuel, haynu im dargas hakein beishim avarches yisrael he lemaila mishtalshlus eilei. This nekuda that we just discussed in sif hey, that the kenim is lemaila from the madrega from where the bracha is coming, al zeg gufa that's the machlek rabbi shmuel rabbi kiver. Ubezet luya pluktosom im tzorich liyas kromi yuchat shakadish borchum magdim abrochus and maskim ala brochus ukedol hal. So we had the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva whether we need that there should be a special pasuk that hakadish borchus maskim ala brochus. So Rabbi Shmuel said there was no special pasuk. Why? Because the pastors of the kenim are being mavarich, so the mele is poshut that the Eberster is maskim. Mashenkin Rabbi Akiva needs a psachidish that. Even though the Kenim were Mavarech, or from Nezvin, you need another Pasuk that the Eberster is masking. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu masking al Yodam. What's the Pshat? Nizbor Leil. Shatam lezeh shebirchis Kenim, bekeichel lehavi inyan chodesh, hagoveya mishorshim mekeirish al HaMizbaruch. Ulefi shakenim, oisim zeis bishlichus yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikivin shehu einim mugbel chas v'sholim, bishum medidus v'agbolus, iz yesh יש בברכוסי, וגם הברוכס, המזבורכס, בשליחוסי, הכיח להגיע למעלה משתלשלוס. The fact that the Kenim are able to reach למעלה משתלשלוס, how is it? Normally, ברוכה could only reach the שתלשלוס. because the mevarach has to be lemailim from the mocker from which the bracha is being nimshach. Is the teres is because since the kainim are coming b'shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Eberster is not mugbal and the Eberster could be mamshach habracha from lemailim mishtalshlus, zalderach zeh the kainim which are coming b'shlichus also being mamshach from the omnam. Zeh gufa, the fact that the kainim which are coming b'shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're able to be mamshach from a madrega which is higher than mishtalshlus, ef shalefarish bebezifan, aleph. Mikivin shabracha bepeil. Nemeres mipi basiv adam, sheim bekechi mitzadatzmei lahamshich milamayla mishtalshlus, tzorich liyes keich miyuchat, shegam brocha zu tamshich milamayla mishtalshlus. In other words, the in of brichas kenem is to be mamshich milamayla mishtalshlus. And the chure retach ving haken, haken is a basiv adam. So elamai, he's coming b'shluchus yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, since sofkul sofi is a basiv adam, so the fact that he's able to be mamshich L'mayel mishtalshus needs a keach miyuchet. Zoy simeres. Sh'av sh'mavarag b'shlichus yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am mikol mokam arikam edargis ef sh'liyaz b'shlichus. V'gam bebirchus kenim yishleim. Sh'ein keach yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu misyachid u'misatzim in birchus abosav adam. Sofkosav is abosav adam. So when the Eberst of benches, the stak is mamshech l'mayel mishtalshus. But he's the abosav adam. In v'yesh protim, Shemugbelis bam kmei birchas basav adam is therefore tzarech liyas keich miyuchid shegam bracha zut tia brachas yishal kadosh baruch hu. They say since the kain is forta basav adam is so chot she's taka shlech of the Eberster, and because he's a shlech of the Eberster, he's able to be mamshich from a place where a regular person can't be mamshich, no matter how high he is. Even Yankov Avinu wasn't mamshich l'chur the way he comes out from lemailim misay d'shtalsus. He was mamshich from the mocker, and that's why Ephraim and Menashe remained. Ephraim was Achiv HaKotn Yigdal Mimenu, and Barakoyin is able to be mamshech from the Ma'ilu Mishtalshlus. But since he's a Basar Vadam, that the fact that he's a shliach of the Eberster is not enough. The fact that he's a shliach of the Eberster is not enough. He's taka shliach, but he's farta Basar Vadam, and therefore he needs a special keach miyuchet from the Eberster to be able to be mamshich this in. It's not enough the fact that he's a shlech of the Eberster in giving the bracha. That's according to one eifin you could say. And another eifin you could say is, mikiv and she'esa zeis b'shluchas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meilez arimaisa shliach misyacheses lam shalech, is therefore yesh b'ha bracha atzmo hakeach lahamshich mail mishtalshlus. The shail is, he's doing it b'shlichus, and that's why he's being mamshich l'mail mishtalshlus. Aber he's far to basav adam. So the question is, are we gonna, is the pshat that since he's a shliach, so at this point when he's a shliach, so he everything that he does is misyach eslam mishalech. Merely the fact that he's a bus of adam is irrelevant. The ikar is that he's a shliach and he's misyach es to the Eberster, and merely he's mamshech milamayla mishtalshlus. Or no, since sof kol sof is a bus of adam, so therefore you need that achutz dam that he does the shlichus and he's a shliach, that there should be a bracha miyuchedes from the Eberster to be mamshach this inyan, this hamshacha, which is supposed to be, which is going to be affected through the birchas kenim, which is l'mayel mishtalshus. So Yisimeres is speaking in the second madrega, shekeiches shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu misatzim in birchas hakein, u'bimeila dargas hakein atzmei be'es habrachi l'mayel mishtalshus. And that's what he said in Sifei. Sifei spoke in this eifin that the kohen himself is lemaila mishtalshlus, because the kohen is coming b'shluchus yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mele the kohen himself is lemaila mishtalshlus. V'yeshleimar, and that's the machlekes tak. Shledas Rabbi Akiva, birchas kohenim mitzad atzmei hu birchas basav adam keifin aleph. V'lochin tzorach liyas krom miyuchad shaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yodam. Hainu, sheyeshne keach miyuchad mehakadosh baruch hu, shehabrachis tehiyen birchas hakadosh baruch hu. Milmaila mishtalshlus. So zeh pirush hakadosh baruch hu maskim al yadam. In other words, they do what a basav adam could do, even b'shlichus. But in order to be mamshech l'mayla mishtalshlus, which is something only the Eberster could do, so on that is hakadosh baruch hu maskim al yadam. Since they're doing the shlichus of the Eberster, so behemshach to the shlichus of the Eberster is mamshach from lemaila mishtalshus. But they themselves, since they're a basar v'adam, so they can be mamshach lemaila mishtalshus. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Shmuel, which is Kana Messiah, or Magdal Keach Kani, or Ledaite, Sheyesh, Bebirchus Kane, Mitzadatzme, Keach Ze, Vein Tzorek Leze Kram Miuchot. So that's good for the Machlekas. Machlekas is, do you need a posik that the Eibishter is Maskam Al Yodim? What's actually the Eibishter is Maskam Al Yodim? That through the Birchus Kane, they're Mamshech from a place where a boss of Adam can be Mamshech, and is Mamshech Milamayla Mishtalshim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since the fourth abbas of Adam, so Enoch and Amid Adugid b'shlichos, so the shlichos helps that it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodim. Aber sof kol sof, you need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodim in order for this to happen. Masha'enkein, according to Rabbi Shmuel, with Kanem, Masani Kainu, so he sees in the Kain, and the Kain becomes, inside the fact that he's a shliach, it mainly doesn't pshat that the Kain makes the bracha, and then Tzudar Tzud is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodim. In the Kohen's making the bracha, Likchein, that since he became Nisatzim with the Eberster through the Shlichus and through doing the Birchas Kehanim, so Vimelis, so through the Birchas Kehanim Atzmei, he's Mamshuk Dolomayla Mishtalshus. Besigin Achrik Tzas, Inyan Birchas Kehanim, Kemeshu Hubim Kere, Lemayla Mesedir Mishtalshus, Nitin Kule Lebayla Shul Kehanim, Vein Tzrichim Haskom Nitzafus. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he says. According to Rabbi Shmuel. Al pizem moving, so now we understand the machlekes whether or not we need an extra inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodim. Is that nichlal in the case of Aruch Hu and Meir Lehem? Or other, you need an extra thing. That's Vani Avorachim. Al pizem moving, Shuledas Rabbi Akiva. Now the question is, now the shaila is, what about the bracha that comes to the Kehanim? So depending on what kind of bracha the Kehanim give, that will cause what kind of bracha the Kehanim will get. There was two machlekas in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't need an extra pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodim. Rabbi Akiva holds you do need an extra pasuk. It's machlekas number one. Machlekas number two is, where do we know the mocker for the bracha of the Eberster to Kehanim? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's from Vani Avorachim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's from Vavarchim Vavarachek. And we said that there's a chilik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a higher bracha, it's Vani Avarachek. Masha'enk, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only Vavarchim Vavarachek. Rabbi asked the Churiach, Sof Kol Sof is the Brachas Yishak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is there an afkimina if you learn it from Vani Avarachim or Vavarchim Vavarachek? So here the Rabbi is being masber, it's not the shaila which pasuk you learn it out. It's the klolos inyan. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, where the Kohanim become the Satsim with the Eberster, to the extent where you don't need an extra Kodesh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodom, because they became Muyuchad with the Eberster, so they're Mamshech from the Maile Meseder Shtal Shlos. So the Bracha that comes to them also comes to them also from the Maile Meseder Shtal Shlos, and Gansel Maile Meseder Shtal Shlos. Just like they were Nisatzim with the Eberster, so Mimele, the Bracha which comes as a result of that, is also that, and that's why it comes from Vani Avarachim. Sheinkan according to Rabbi Akiva, where the Kehanim, although they did taka the Shlichos, but since the fourth abbas of Adam, it's not enough the Maisa Shlichos to be Mamshir the Slamayl Mishtalshos. You needed a special thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodam. So as a result of their doing the Shlichos, of being Mamshir, the Birchus Kehanim, they're not going to get an Inyan of Vani Avarachim. Rather, by them it's going to be Vavorchim Vavarachek. No, it's reciprocal. Vibal, by them, the Hamshacha that they did to the Yisroel was Hamshacha, which was a lower Hamshacha. In other words, it was Hamshacha that needed the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yodam. So the Melo, the Hamshacha that comes to them, as a result of that, is also not in that Madrig of L'mayel Mesey D'shtalshus. Al Pisa Movin, Shul Adas Rabbi Akiva, Abrocha Likeinim, Hibrocha Shabbchinis D'shtalshus. Mikimin shel daite birchas kenim beetsam kvish nishma nemeres mpia kenim ainu lemaile mesei d'shtalshlus is the chariyev shleimer shamesuviv, which is a bracha lekenim abo yedei berchosim shemavarchem es yisrael tia bedarge gvei yesem ehasiba habracha sheim mavarchem es yisrael is rachim muchrach leimer shabracha lekenim ubchinas d'shtalshlus. So mamele, just like they were mamshach, and as their bracha was in a visel art mukbal, so al derazah the bracha which comes to them is also mukbal. Masha'enka l'da'as Rabbi Shmuel, shebirchas kenim be'etzem, nimibchina shalamayla m'sei d'shtal shalus. So he is m'sayeya u'magdal ha'bracha shemizborchim kani, u'ledaitei gam ha'bracha l'kenim m'bchina zu. So it comes out that these two machlekas and a mamish one machlekas in Havana. Not only that one is a titzo from the other, because we have an extra, do we have, is vani avorachem extra or not extra? It's a shaila, what kind of bracha does the Kenim give, which will influence what kind of bracha the Kenim get? Mitamzev, this is, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, they give a hecher a bracha, they themselves a mamshach l'maylem ishtausos, and therefore they get the bracha from vani avorachem. Mashenken rukura b'kiva, they don't mamshach that madrega of bracha, and therefore they need a kodesh baruch maskem al yodam, and therefore the bracha that they get is also a bracha which doesn't come from the madrega vani avorachem, but rather from vavorachem avorachek. Mitamze gufem moving lama in mefurish because of vavorachem avorachek tevas ani. Ki habracha nimedes miposik zeh, hu mebchina seder shtalshus.